Blog Talk Radio.
In the attic and nothing quiet. The third book, the tomorrow comes, book one is coming out soon, hopefully before the end of the summer. But today I'm going to talk about inspiration, authors who have inspired me over the years. And presently is Diana Gabaldon. I began reading her series of books, Outlander, and just blown away with the way that she writes, her attention to detail, the way she constructs the story is the way every author wished that they could just tell a story so beautifully. As I said, Diana Gabaldon is one of my favorite authors, and right now I am enjoying the series on television, the end of season two starts tonight, and I can't wait to see the episode. You would think the rotation of those books, so it's a bit different, and so you never know what to expect from the writers of the show. But thus far, I have not been disappointed with the way that they have constructed the story from the book. And then they have Ms. Gabaldon as one of the creative advisors on the show, so she helps them to get their point also. Back to the were married previously before the war, but both were enlisted into the British Army. Her husband, Frank, is an intelligence officer, and she was a combat nurse. And so they're on this holiday in Scotland, and so they hear of the famous song at Kremlin. And so her husband is actually the one who wanted to go there. So she goes with them to see the women who, different seasons throughout the year, this particular one is Scotland, which is Halloween. They go and they dance around the stones in the middle of the stones. And so after the women had completed their dance, they wanted to go and investigate the stones a little bit closer. And Claire, who is the heroine of the story, she's also a botanist, and she finds these pretty flowers that she wants to pick and save for later. And so she didn't get a chance to pick it later that day. Her husband, Frank, is not only in the military, but also he is a professor, and he's a historian. And so trying to research his family history because he has an ancestor that was actually in the British Army, and he was a famous soldier. Black Jack Rattle was his name, and so he's trying to get more information about him. So he decides to go, and the story is, of course, Jim Frazier. He is he's a Highlander, he is family to the Mackenzie, who are sort of like rivals of the Frasers because of their sister, who married Jamie's father against their advice. But anyway, this is where the story begins. She is, and she's it seems like she's in the midst of a battle between the Highlander and the British soldiers. So she's running away thinking that maybe that this is a reconstruction of a historical battle scene, because she has not put two and two together, because she was, like I said, the historian said, and she tried to find a park and remember, you know, where she parked at. It's like when you go to the mall sometimes and you really don't pay attention to when you're not on the phone, or you don't have to interact with other people. You know, pull it up on your iPod and just listen to the book that way. Primarily, it's what I do when I try to read every day, so that is my method of reading. do it through the audible system and just listen to the book that way, so I don't miss out on anything. Blown away by Miss Gabaldon, and I'm sure she doesn't need me to talk her in any type of way because she's already established and established. Obviously, she was an international success long before the series album was started, but this series has really kept off her and the great success, great notability. Because of her volume, not one of the books were dull. They are exciting from beginning to end. And if you don't read these books, you are really missing out on the treat. Because like I said, Miss Gabaldon is just she's a great storyteller. And she does it in such great detail to where you stop seeing words from pages and you actually start seeing things that she's describing in that book. So if you want to go on an adventure, her book, I'm a romance writer, I mentioned it earlier, but her books fall under many subtitles of genre, because it's not only romance, it's fiction, it's historical, it's I guess you could say action, any genre that you can think of that's out there. Her book pretty much cover it all. And like I said, she is very detail oriented and telling the story. She does series of books with the characters in the book and the different characters in the book with their offspring. But I'm going to talk about her more in detail next week, and that's Catherine LeVay. The first book I read of hers was called The Wolf, and I was just totally hooked after I read this book. And I invite you to go to any of your online, and you may want to also invest in this book as well. My weekly chat sessions will take place hopefully every Saturday, maybe not around this time, but perhaps a little bit later. But I hope that you will tune in to my will be every Saturday. And from 5 to 5:15, my next show to incorporate some other listeners that may want to call in. So some of their favorite books, you're more than welcome to do that. The number to call in is 423-290-8933. Feel free to do that. This is the next time we start. The show begins. I look forward to talking with you again. I've enjoyed discussing the Outrageous series with Tom, and thank you for joining me today.